episode 3380. Do you feel seen?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to your weekend. It is Relationship Builders Day. And yes, that means you need to focus on who you're sleeping with, how your relationship is. Do you feel seen? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, in the dance of marriage, the spotlight often shines brighter on one partner while the other one fades into the shadows. Do you feel like your light shines bright for the one closest to you? Do you feel seen? I mean, because for those who feel unseen in their marriage, the repercussions can be profound, touching on issues of self-worth, communication, breakdowns. You've got this sense of loneliness within the partnership, the union, the sacred bond. It can really mess us up. Maybe you're one right now who says, gosh, I'm doing everything for my spouse, but I'm not getting much done for me. And I'm not saying there isn't some give and take in marriage, because there is, and it can't be all about both of you all the time. It doesn't work that way, especially when you interject children or dogs or cats or careers or church or whatever it is, right? It could even be the TV. I mean, come on, seriously, whether you're, you know, actually streaming it or whether you are one who is a little bit more traditional. But regardless of where you are, you've got to understand where you are before you know where you can go. Right? That GPS system doesn't just take you somewhere. It's got to start somewhere. And a lot of times in our marriages, what we're doing is we're focused on what we think everything should look like, and we forget to look at where we are. Dr. John Gottman, a renowned relation expert, says, feeling understood and appreciated are key components of a healthy relationship. Now, this goes for whether you're married or not. This could be how you have your relationship with your best friend, right? How healthy is your relationship right now? And right now we're specifically talking about the person you're married to, right? When one partner feels unseen, it can lead to a breakdown in these essential elements, creating this rift that deepens over time. And the pits, they just get getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's hard to find something to fill up that hole. And usually what we find, it's not always a good thing. Sometimes we go out and we get addicted to things like, yeah, drugs, alcohol. Sometimes it's shopping. Sometimes it's gambling, gaming, streaming, binge watching. Okay, anything can be an addiction to get us out of something, right? It's a Band-Aid, but it doesn't ever solve the problem. And so as you're listening to this today, I really want you to think about, are you the one who feels seen or unseen? And then ask yourself, what about my partner, my sweetheart? Do they feel seen or unseen? And honestly, you can't answer that question for them. You really need to ask them the question first. Psychotherapist Esther Perel says, in marriage, one often feels like they are cruising through the motions, silently screaming for attention and connection. I mean, if you feel like you're just kind of cruising through the motions and you're silently screaming for attention and connection, what's happening? Something's not happening is what's happening. This silent plea for recognition can manifest itself in various ways, from emotional distancing to engaging in behaviors that seek validation outside of the privacy of your four walls, outside of your sacred vow, outside of your marriage. It's serious, my friend. It's serious. And a lot of times we're just thinking, oh, it's just a dust bunny. We'll just kind of kick it underneath the couch or the bed and it'll be fine. It'll all go away. eventually, if you just keep kicking those dust bunnies underneath there, live in a house long enough for 30 some years. I have not, by the way. But if you have ever experienced that, imagine those dust bunnies underneath there. Yeah, they're going to be dust monsters. There's no bunnies about it. You're going to be scared because you're going to come out looking like, I don't know what you're going to come out looking like. I can remember my grandson a few weeks ago, he came over and he was going underneath the guest room bed, which is on a hardwood floor, bamboo floor. And I hadn't vacuumed underneath there probably in 6 months at least. And that's me being honest with you. And I was like, oh, you don't want to do that, sweetheart. Like, you do not want to go. I don't know what you're going to come out looking like. Because he was just like skating, having fun on his tummy. He was wearing a white shirt, by the way. Luckily, he didn't find very many things. I thought for sure he would come out looking like a dust bunny. Right? But that's the problem. We just cannot take this stuff and whoop, put under the couch. Whoop, put under the bed. We don't care. No, it's that silent plea that takes us down roads that we don't think we can ever go. And then we find ourselves there, whether it's you yourself or your spouse, because somebody's not being seen, or both of you aren't, because you don't see each other. The consequences of feeling unseen in a marriage are far-reaching. You know, the lack of validation can erode self-esteem, leading to feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. Like, I mean, am I not good enough for you? We already have that problem in other areas of our life. I'm not good enough, right? We look in the mirror and that's all we say to ourselves. And now we're not getting that validation from our partner. And you wonder why we have problems in marriages. Communication breakdowns often follow suit as the unheard partner may withdraw or become resentful, right? That resentment builds, which goes into what? Bitterness. Further widening the gap between them. And you wonder why I've fallen out of love, the spouse would ask. Over time, the emotional disconnect can culminate in a sense of loneliness, even within the confines of a committed relationship. I don't care how good you are when it comes to being trustworthy and honest in your marriage. This being unseen can lead down a very, very, very dangerous and treacherous path. Very dangerous. In marriage, the invisible wounds of feeling unseen can leave lasting scars on the heart, dimming even the brightest of love's light. You know how you have a candle burning? And I'm talking about a true candle, not the ones that are battery operated that look like candles now. Yeah, those are fine and great and dandy, but no, I'm talking about a real candle. And you know how the wax, as it burns, the wax there, it feeds it, right? It's the fuel to keep that wick lit, and that's how it burns. Well, you could pour off that wax that is the fuel, and if you have no more wax, will it burn? No, it won't. But you also can take your finger. I would not say do this at home, by the way. You know, you lick your finger so you don't burn your fingers, and you just kind of snuff it out between your two fingers, and that's what it is. It just goes literally that fast. Love's light will go out. So what can be done if you're the one who feels unseen? Well, you've got to shine a light on what isn't seen. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Shine a light on what is not seen. Because whatever stays in the dark will be unresolved in the shadows of your everyday. Did you hear me? Those dust bunnies, if you don't see them, you don't have to worry about them, right? Same thing here. But the problem is, that doesn't mean they're not causing you problems, right? If you have someone who's very allergic to dust or anything that could be wrapped up in that dust, that's going to bother that person. Same thing here. You do not want to let your whole identity and who you are in your marriage together, your communication, be unresolved to the point where you have no relationship. At some point, you have to be willing to shine a light on what isn't seen. And no, my friend, this is not an easy path to go down. You have to be very brave and courageous to have these conversations, but they need to happen. So number one, it starts with initiating open and honest communication. Now, I'm going to say this first before I go into the honest communication. If your marriage is on the rocks, let me tell you, having this conversation is probably not the best idea. I'm just putting it out there. You probably should move to number two. We'll get to that in a minute. But if you're saying, no, we're really pretty good together and we have been able to have these open and honest, harder communication discussions, and we get through them. We may not like it, but we get through them. Okay, great, then start here. So initiate that open and honest communication. Expressing your feelings of being unseen to your spouse is the first step towards resolving the issue. They probably don't know what they don't know. It's just a fact. So schedule a time to have a calm, yes, C-A-L-M, a calm, open conversation. This is not the point where you want to be yelling at each other. This is not a heated discussion. This is, I'm going to be vulnerable with you right now. And I just need you to know that I don't feel like I'm being seen in our marriage right now. I feel like you're spending too much time at work, or you're going out with the guys too much. And I'm finding myself communicating more with 2- and 4-year-olds and toddlers and dealing with our middle schooler, and I'm getting lost. And I just don't think we're on the same page. I need to have you talk this out with me. But you got to be calm. If you get heated, it's going nowhere, because that immediately puts your partner on the defense, right? You don't want to do that. So remain calm and have that conversation on how you've been feeling and what you need from them to feel more acknowledged in the relationship. Maybe it's just simply, will you tell me thank you when I ask you, hey, how was dinner? It's great. Can you give me a little bit more than it was great? Because you see, that's what I get my woohoo from in my day. Because that's just where I'm at in my season of life. Is that too hard to ask? I don't think so. But if you don't tell your spouse that, they are not going to know or understand that, because maybe they were only shown, hey, yeah, you just answered, it was great, because it was great. But they don't feel like they need to say, oh yeah, man, the steak was absolutely seasoned to perfection. And you know what I liked most? I really liked the twice baked potato. I don't know what you did differently, but I liked it much better than I did the last 2 times. Now, if that is said to you, don't you dare get on the offensive and be like, oh, what do you mean? What did you not like about that last potato that I fixed? You know, what went wrong? It's not about that. Remember, hello, come back to ground zero, please. You're talking about not being seen. And if for you saying how great your dinner is not enough for you, and you need a little bit more details, a little more meat on the bones, so to speak. Yeah. Then don't sit there and attack if someone's being honest with you. You see, there's a problem there, all right? It takes two. So make sure you're calm, because I do understand. And you know, if you're in the middle of this, if you're not heard, you have bigger problems, right? You just do. And so if you don't think that you can have an open and honest communication discussion with your spouse, then you need to go to number two, and that's seek couples therapy. And sometimes you need to seek therapy on your own first and then come together as a couple. Because having a third neutral party guide your discussions can be incredibly beneficial. So consider seeking couples therapy to explore deeper rooted issues, to improve communication, and learn strategies to ensure both of you are seen and heard, that you feel that deep within yourself. Because sometimes it's not just you, it can be your spouse too. And you're like, oh, but I'm doing everything right. And to a degree, maybe you think you are, but your spouse is not receiving it that way. There we go, communication again. Go back to communication 101. Man, if we just taught this in school, and I'm talking about all the way down at kindergarten level, I kid you not. Initiate that open and honest communication if it's appropriate for where you are in your season of your marriage. Number two, seek couples therapy. And finally, number three, focus on self-care and individual growth. While working on your relationship dynamics, because there's a lot to it, prioritize taking care of yourself and that personal growth, that personal development, who you are and who you are becoming. No one can change you but you. No one can control you but you. So you've got to look at yourself and say, okay, where am I in this life, my stage of life, my season of life? Maybe I am a little bit more cranky. I don't know why, but maybe I need to figure that out. Maybe I need to discover a hobby. Maybe I need to figure out what makes me smile. What gives me that kind of happy endorphin rush? Maybe I need to go running more often. Whatever it is, prioritize your emotional well-being too. By investing in yourself, you can cultivate a stronger sense of self-worth and resilience, irrespective of external validation, right? So maybe your spouse can't fulfill everything for you because they cannot. By the way, we could be here forever talking about this. I could talk, oh my goodness, we could just talk about it, but we don't have time for that. We're going to have to do, well, that's why we've got so many opportunities, right? We've got the TV show. We've got the daily podcast. Pretty soon, we're going to have AIM opening up. We're going to have so much stuff. We're going to have the simulcast. We're going to have the newsletters coming out. We're going to have books. You're going to be able to sink your teeth into so many awesome things. And I appreciate your patience, by the way, okay? Because I've got a lot going on, just like you. And sometimes we have to shuffle some things. And sometimes you're like, oh, what goes first? What goes second, right? Well, right now, I'm telling you, right now, you've got to make sure you're solid. So then you can come to your spouse and be solid with them. Because if you're frail all the time and you've got some stuff happening, it's going to be hard for you guys to get on the same page, right? Hence, seek couples therapy and even individual therapy. This is about becoming a better person regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. This is not about fluffing your ego. Okay, when I'm saying focus on your self-care, you know, your individual growth, who you are and who you are becoming, this is not about I'm better than you. Ha ha. No, it's not that kind of attitude at all. It's coming with a servant's heart and saying, you know what, in this marriage, there are two. I want to make sure I'm the best person I can be. I want to be better 1% every single day. Man, imagine if we all just had that as our motto. Can I be 1% better than what I was yesterday? That's incredible. So building a marriage where both partners feel truly seen requires a conscious effort to listen, to validate, to appreciate one another. And by acknowledging your spouse's presence, celebrating their uniqueness and fostering open communication, you can cultivate a relationship that thrives on mutual recognition and understanding, meaning you both are seen, you both are heard. It's not this, hello, where am I? Hello, look at me over here. You don't have to feel less than, and neither does your partner. So take a moment and ask yourself, do you feel seen in your marriage? And if the answer is no, it might be time to shine a light on the unseen parts of your partnership, of your marriage. Illuminate the path towards a deeper, more connected bond. Remember, my friend, a marriage where both partners feel truly seen is a marriage worth fighting for. You matter and your marriage matters. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.